was I doing here? Why'd I come? Music had nearly led me into the church. It had certainly converted me to the Roman Catholic faith. It had also led me here. I was playing chess one night with my father when Mother turned on the wireless for the news. There was music. But what music? I listened spellbound and later heard the announcer say it was by Frederick Delius. Articles on Delius and his music, and learnt that he was now blind and paralyzed and unable to work anymore. Apparently there were several works which he'd begun and been unable to complete. He could bear with his misfortune if only he could finish these scores. I remember how I walked for miles on the cliffs, reflecting on the helplessness of the man. What delicacy of feeling was in his music? What must such a sensitive nature be suffering? Couldn't anything be done? Of course, I'd be willing to. But how dare I presume such a thing? It was preposterous. I dismissed the idea. During the next few weeks, the conceit that I could help became an obsession. It was always there. And in the end, I couldn't sleep for it. Finally, it conquered me, and getting up in the middle of the night, I wrote to Delius, offering my help for 3 or 4 years. I'd do anything to be the means of his finishing that music. How it was going to be done? God alone knew the answer to that. I told no one and waited anxiously for his reply. It came in the handwriting of his wife. Dear Miss Defendi, I'm greatly touched by your kind and sympathetic letter and should love to accept your offer. Come here by all means as soon as you can and see if you like it. This is a lovely spot. Just a quiet little village, and our house is in a big garden close to the river. But of course, we live very much alone, and you will no doubt...
Delius is waiting downstairs for you.
Thank you.